Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwaller. Today is Wednesday the 15th of November and here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The benchmark indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are likely to see a flat opening as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicated a muted start for the domestic equity markets as the index is trading lower by 15 points. In the previous session, the BSE Sensex fell 326 points to 64,934 levels, while the Nifty 50 declined 82 points to 19,444 levels on November 13th. The indices formed a bearish candlestick pattern on the daily charts. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might take support at 19,421 levels. On the higher side, 19,481 can be the immediate resistance. Coming to the key stocks in focus, Grasim Industries will be eyed today as the Aditya Birla Group company reported a 17.6% on-year decline in standalone profit. IDFC First Bank received approval from the PFRDA for the merger of IDFC and IDFC Financial Holdings with the bank. Additionally, Rail Vikas Nigam received a letter of acceptance for a construction project worth 311.2 crore from the Central Railway. Traders will also pay close attention to the US CPI. US CPI rose less than expected on November 14th. The key inflation rate slowed to 3.2% in October, which came under market expectations. This increases the likelihood that the US Federal Reserve has completed raising interest rates. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they performed. Wall Street's main indices ended with large gains on Tuesday, boosted as the softer-than-expected inflation data supported the view that the Federal Reserve might not raise interest rates any further. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.43%, the S&P 500 gained 1.91%, and the Nasdaq Composite added 2.37%. The 10-year Treasury yield sank below 4.5 levels to 4.439%. Taking cues from Wall Street, Asia-Pacific markets jumped on Wednesday. Japan's Nikkei 225 rose 1.58% at open, while South Korea's Kospi gained 1.83%, and futures for the Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index pointed to a much stronger open than the previous session's closing levels. Oil prices firmed on Tuesday after the IEA raised its demand growth forecasts, which added to the bullish sentiment from the previous day's OPEC guidance. On the other hand, gold prices gained 1% on Tuesday as the dollar and treasury yields retreated after softer-than-expected US CPI fueled more bets that the Federal Reserve may not raise interest rates any further. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Jigar Trivedi of Reliance Securities sharing his outlook on the performance of gold and crude. Let's have a listen.
Yesterday, US reported below forecast core and headline inflation. So, in fact, it has come at over 2 years low, 3.2% for last month. And the dollar index has weakened. The thing is, last week, Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, has said that he believes that the Fed has not done enough to control the inflation below 2%. But the inflation has come on a lower side, so that is that has put probably for December rate hike there is very less probability that the Fed is going to increase the interest rates, and after that we have seen dollar index falling significantly. And simultaneously, if we talk about bullion, gold and silver, yesterday increased very sharply on the MCX. Silver particularly ended with more than 1500 points gains. Silver December looks very strong, and we may see continuation of a strong rally today also. Of course, since yesterday it increased by more than 1500 points, we may see some pullback, but the undertone will be positive. Gold also ended with more than 300 points gains. Gold December MCX closed at 60,066. We believe 60,000 is a good support, and if it holds this level during the first half of the day, then we believe 60,300, 60,400 is a good support for, is a good resistance, I would say. It's a good resistance for the day. Undertone is positive in gold also. Crude oil, it's hovering around 65, 18, 65, 16, and we believe it. Yesterday it also ended with positive gains, and 66.20, 66.70 is a good resistance in crude oil November MCX. We believe the tone is bullish in crude oil also. WTI oil is hovering around $78.27 per barrel, and 80 is a resistance, and we believe going ahead 82, 83 may come on the table very soon. Base metals, China is expected to announce a stimulus package to support the weakening economy and to support the real estate sector also. That's going to be bullish for particularly copper and zinc. Copper is trading around a November contract on the MCX, trading around 708, and we believe 711, 712 is a good resistance. And one can go long around these levels, 708, 709, with the strict stop loss of 706. Zinc is also looking very strong, 229.60 is the closing for yesterday on MCX November future.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.